If you ever get the chance to go to Mumbai, go. It's an amazing place. But while you're there, you simply cannot, will not fail to notice that millions upon millions of people live there in vast, grinding slums. So you won't be surprised to hear that most people have more on their minds than stray kittens. Most people, but not our Mumbai correspondent, Javi Sachdev.
This is the sound that still haunts me. A lost, abandoned kitten. It comes from just outside where I live. A couple of months ago, it seemed as though I couldn't leave home without coming across an injured or sick kitten. This little chap is the latest. He appeared near my apartment building and went off like an ambulance siren, except with no off switch. I left him some food and looked for his mom, but he was alone and tiny and really loud. My first impulse was to just take him home, but I didn't because I already have one just like him. Then the next evening I heard a new depth to the kitten's cries. He'd climbed into the chassis of a car and got stuck. It actually sounded like a car alarm going off. I tried ignoring it, but it was too loud. I tried to coax him out, but that didn't work. So I shut all my doors and windows, turned on my air conditioner and my stereo, and I could still hear him. Next morning, the guards found the orphaned kitten. He was terrified and spitting mad. I couldn't say no this time. I brought him up to my flat. He was badly underfed, so I fed him with my cat's old syringes and droppers. And through it all, he let me know how much he hated every moment. This is how it went. Swallow, meow, swallow, meow, swallow, meow. He finally quietened down, but during all this, my own cat was looming large and menacing. Thus, my housemates said no, and the vet said she couldn't keep him because she had 11 sick exotic birds at her clinic, which left me with two choices. Put him back where I'd found him, where he'd probably get run over or starve, or take him to the animal shelter, but that's just as bad. Unhappy animals crammed into tiny cages, sobbing all day and night, largely ignored by their caretakers who barely interact with them to feed them. So this was my dilemma, abandonment or imprisonment. Either way, it was cruel. I decided to talk to my vet again. She says I'm a magnet for stray kittens, and maybe she's right. Some people can find water. I can divine where a lost or sick kitten is. And then I feel responsible. My vet said the siren baby seemed like a fighter, so maybe I could just feed him and he'd be okay. I fed him, and then feeling like a complete traitor, I put him back where I found him. He cried all night. At some point during the fourth day, his cries tapered off, and it was then that the guilt really hit me. I kept hoping that his mom came for him, but I'm about as convinced of that as you probably are. Now it's breeding season. I look around, and all I can see is pregnant cats. It's also monsoon, and I know many kittens will not survive the rain. And the drama's repeating itself. During a downpour, I heard a kitten crying. I later checked her out and she's even tinier than the last one. She wasn't even interested in the milk I put out, she just wanted her mom. I have no idea how to intervene, but leaving her out there makes me feel as though I'm personally responsible for quashing her life. India has thousands, millions of people who are suffering, so why should these cats haunt me so much? The only answer I can come up with is that maybe these little creatures are the sound of the apathy and the sadness of our system, the daily grind of my country. Where to survive, we develop compassion fatigue and harden our hearts to everything bad around us. There are beggars at every stoplight. There are women burned for dowry every few minutes. Girls get killed in India for loving someone outside their community. I can't save them. But maybe if I could just save a kitten, then maybe things wouldn't seem so hopeless. Maybe. That's what I keep telling myself.
Javi Sachdev in Mumbai, ending today's show. And all that remains to ask is, what's the state we're in this week?